Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily.
Sure.
So explain to us, what are some of the differences in behaviours that we see with Generation Y and Generation Z?
Well, we think of education as being around textbooks, but this is a generation of websites and tablets and touchscreen glass, you know. And so clearly their technology has transformed them. But the styles of learning have changed. They're far more collaborative in approach. They like a more participative model. You know, teachers are adjusting to this now and have become more facilitators of learning than deliverers of content. We're seeing classrooms change to accommodate more of that group work and interactivity, and obviously using technology can be very helpful in engaging these young people that do have shorter attention spans, that are harder to engage and get them involved and active around learning. So, you know, it's no easy feat. I mean, the concept of schooling is pretty much a 19th century concept with curriculums and examinations and students, and most learning takes place in 20th century buildings and facilities, and yet it's the 21st century generation. So teachers and schools are doing a great job of bridging that gap, but there's probably a little bit more yet to do.
Well, it is interesting enough. I mean, even without taking into account just how long it might have been since our textbooks were updated, the technology has changed a great deal in a very short space of time. Even from the time of my youth to the youth of today, we've seen a huge explosion in technology.
Yeah, exactly right. If we go back to the early 1990s, which was when a lot of even the younger teachers were still students themselves, the big devices in the early 90s was the answering machine, the clock radio, the Discman had just come out, and you could get a handy cam to big thing to sit on your shoulder and, you know, record things in that old video on a VHS, a video cassette. So that was the world back then, and now all of those devices are achieved on the little smartphone that we carry in our pocket, and let alone the internet and apps and interactive platforms, and obviously a generation that are a few clicks away from any piece of information on the planet. So a lot has changed, and therefore, you know, teachers have done well to bridge those gaps. The challenge for teachers is that actually, if you look at the average age of people in various sectors, education has almost the oldest age of any profession. It's up there with that of health, so nurses. And yet, teachers are the ones dealing with the very youngest in our society. So there's quite an age gap to bridge, and these young students are changing faster than ever. So adapting, innovating, and adjusting to engage these new learners is a non-stop challenge.
Mm. Now, just one of the other challenges that we haven't spoken about yet is this idea of the digital divide, where some families are unable to access a large amount of technology, usually due to a sort of a money issue, not able to afford the smartphones and the tablets and all these kind of things. Does this create a divide with the learning of children in these families who don't have the same access that more well-off families have?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Sean, and it's a clear point to raise. And you know, we see it not so much as a technology divide or a digital divide, but a productivity divide. Because even in families that aren't as well-off socioeconomically, you often find a lot of technology there, but it's non-productive technology. Maybe they don't have the software, or maybe they're not using it for educational purposes, or don't have the access to that. And that's where the divide appears. So whether someone's got a device in their hand or not doesn't mean that we can tick that box. It's how are they using that device? Are they, is it loaded with the right programs or connected to the right websites? And are they equipped to use that device for the always-on learning environment of today? So much education is what we call blended delivery. So yes, a lot of it is in the classroom at school or uni, but a lot of it takes place outside of that environment. And to keep up, students really do have to use these tools for learning and productive purposes. And if they're not equipped in that way, then that creates a further gap. So, yeah, it's certainly something to make sure we bridge in our society today.
Hmm. Now, myself and one of my producers were speaking a little bit earlier about this connection with technology that young kids seem to have these days. They've grown up from the very beginning seeing the adults around them using the smartphones, using the tablets. So they've got much more instinctive feel for the technology than a lot of adults do have. So moving forward, how exactly do we address that?
Yeah, that's another good point. we talk about us as adults as being digital transactors. You know, we use the digital tools, but we transact through them. We pick them up, we do our thing, we put them back down or put them back in our pocket. But these younger people are not so much digital transactors, but digital integrators. They've integrated the technology seamlessly into their lives. You know, they think through it. They use it socially, and what they buy and how they connect and where they get their information from. It's all coming through this device in a far more intuitive sense than it's even being used by adults. So that does create quite the challenge and the change. It does mean that they don't think in a linear sense as we do. They don't think in the same structured way that we do. They you know, think in a more, technology is called a disruptor because it disrupts those normal structures and pathways. We're more in the traditional literacy sense. They're a post-literate digital visual generation. It's YouTube, not Wikipedia, that they're getting a lot of information from, because they don't want to read an article on something. They want to watch a video on it. And it's not just the logic that wins them over, but the relational and the visceral and the visual. And so they're influenced through different channels from just the traditional adult channels of old. So it's certainly changing them and changing their learning experience.
Well, Mark, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one, because it is a very interesting one going forward. As I say, it's changed quite a lot in such a short space of time that some of us are still playing a bit of catch up. Do appreciate your time.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks so much, Dan.